Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pole of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That song is called Nexus, from the original song on the Innocent Age album, one of the great albums of all time. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. We're talking about pricing. We're talking about the importance of pricing. Don, before you got here in the first of the hour, I was telling the audience you were coming, and I was talking about the relationship of pricing to cash and profit. I said cash is your oxygen, and profit is the protein you bring in to build muscles and bones so that your company can become stronger and sustain itself. But I said before you get any of that, you have to have pricing, and
you have gross margin.
But still, the first thing you talk to a customer about is not gross margin. You talk to them about your price.
So the price is first. Variable.
And if you don't establish the price, if you can't justify the price, if you can't sell the price that you must have, then you're not going to sustain cash or profits. So this pricing thing.
That's exactly right. And so here's the thing, Jim. You know, as small business owners, we're never going to have the scale of Walmart, okay? We're just not. And most of us don't want that kind of scale. We want to be able to support our households and have a business doing something that we love. We really don't have much bigger aspirations than that. But so that means we have to premium price by definition. We can't play the discount game, okay? We got to be able to compete on something other than price, and in most cases, that's going to be service.
Well, that's,
it's not what you do, but how you do it.
That's the
that
whole.
That determines whether somebody buys from you or someplace else.
That's the whole value proposition discussion.
But here's the thing, which is understood.
But still, Don, you have to help us establish a price that never mind. Let's assume that people can justify the price, but getting them to raise their prices. The power of that. We got to talk about that. How do I raise prices? When should I raise prices?
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to know where you are, right? So you need to be like the red arrow at the mall. Where am I right now? And I would say to everybody who's listening, if you are not pricing your cost plus a factor of 45%, you can't stay in business. So let's talk minimum price. Minimum clearing price you should be charging is whatever it costs you, and even if you're a service provider, right, your direct materials and your direct labor, plus a factor of 45%, if you're struggling paying your bills and you're not getting that additional 45% on top of your costs, that's why you can't pay your bills. So minimum clearing price has to be cost plus 45%. And if people are not paying it, don't assume it's just because the price is too high.
Would you agree that if you're trying to get a rule of thumb for people to use, I mean, there's a lot more sophisticated ways of doing it than what Don said. I used to have a profit wheel when I was in retail decades ago. I had a profit wheel, which is the coolest advice you ever saw. But take your costs and divide by two. That's your starting point on your price, and you may have to discount off of that a little bit, depending on where you are and what you're selling. But basically, take what it costs you and divide by two. What do you think, Don?
Do you mean divide by two?
It doubles it.
Okay, divide by 0.5 doubles it. Dividing by two cuts it in half.
I meant. Okay, my point is double it.
I'm a professor, Jim. I grade papers.
Double it is what I'm trying to say.
Double it.
Double your cost.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, that's a retail, right? That's a Keystone model.
Here's the thing.
I want everybody to remember, if you can't get the price, you could be talking to the wrong audience. You could be talking to them at the wrong time. You could be saying the wrong message. The message isn't compelling enough. There are lots of reasons why people aren't buying. It isn't necessarily just the price. So check those other things first before before you knee-jerk response and just hit the back button on your space key.
That's right. Right? And I meant divide by 0.5 a while ago. Sorry about that. Anyway, but the point
I know,
is,
I'm just giving you a hard time,
is double.
But I want to make sure everybody gets
double,
it right.
You've got to double your number. And you should start with doubling your number. Try to get double your cost. And if you have to come down, come off of that. But when you just multiply by 25 or 35% or something like that, and then you can't justify your price, then you're not going to make it.
Well, you're not going to make it. Maybe you shouldn't be in the business, Jim. And you know
that's
what?
Right.
That's not a bad answer either.
That's right.
Is it better?
The marketplace
close your doors
tells
and say,
you.
I got to find something else to do, mm-hmm. or do we go down with the ship and we end up in tremendous debt because we just can't get out of the hole? But the bottom line is this. If you double your cost, you will have adequate gross margin to be able to pay all your operating expenses. That's what you're saying, and I think you're right. And it's interesting. I wrote 4 articles for the FedEx company. They're going to be launching something called Money Matters in the first week of May during Small Business Week, and I'm featured on the homepage. Isn't that cool? My mother's so excited. Anyway, I wrote 4 articles, and one of them is, why understanding your financials matter. And I think one of the primary reasons why people are underpricing is they don't understand the implications of their pricing,
right.
just like that guy that
mm-hmm.
sells you coffee and breakfast at
right.
the diner, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't understand. He thinks he can make it up in volume, but if you're pricing too low, it doesn't matter how much you sell. You'll never make it up in
right.
volume.
Right.
Right? And you asked a really good question. You said, how do we raise our prices? You don't raise your prices across the board. There are certain ways to do it. You test the market. You raise your price by 5%. Look at what the response is. If the response is positive and people aren't, running to the competition,
then you're cool. But do it as you go along. You can't wait till you need the money and do it all at once. That's the hard part. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Don Patopoulos. Stay with us. You make me
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.